Good afternoon, everyone. Well, Monday ended up being a bit of a slow start to the week for our market. The ASX 200 fell by about 32.5 points or 0.5%, finishing at 7,180 points. Mind you, this is after a more significant decline from US markets on Friday that were down by close to 1%. Now, this is really the final massive or at least a large week for markets this whole year. We've got a lot going on actually over the next 4 days, which will receive a lot of attention. Some of the highlights will be an update on US inflation tomorrow, a likely 50 basis point rate hike in the United States first thing Thursday morning. We're going to get the most comprehensive monthly look at how China's economy, our largest trading partner, is doing on Thursday at around lunch as well. And Thursday also means that we'll get the latest update on the labor market. And that includes things like how many jobs were added or lost, how many of those were full or part-time, and what the unemployment rate is sitting at. The Reserve Bank governor will deliver a speech on Wednesday. So a lot going on this week. Markets are a little cautious, perhaps, ahead of some of these indicators to come through. Now, we're a good way into December now. Historically, it's been actually our best month of the year. This is using data going back about 7 decades, but we're not seeing evidence of that this time around. The market is down about 1.5% so far in December. But that's probably to be expected considering we've had, you know, a 14% rally over the prior 2 months. But today we've had some big movers in both directions, mostly to the downside though. We had most sectors actually falling back. One of the worst performing stocks was Tyro Payments, which fell 19.5% today. Now this is Australia's largest owner of FPOS machines outside of the big four banks. Now it fell partly because Westpac said it's no longer interested in actually buying the group. And this was after a period of due diligence. Basically said it's not in the best interest of shareholders to carry out a takeover. Origin Energy was down by close to 8% today. Now it was by far the main weight on the utilities, which is why the utilities were the worst performers. And this seemed to be partly off the back of some proposed legislation, federal legislation, which would heavily regulate gas prices. So that was poorly received by stocks like Origin Energy today. Rio Tinto in focus as well. It fell by about 0.75%, which is a decline, obviously, but it actually outperformed many of its other iron ore mining heavy peers. And it seemed to receive support from investors in Canada, which basically moved it a step closer to acquire Turquoise Hill. Now, this is a Canadian miner. The reason why it's wanting to pursue this company is trying to buy it is it basically will give it greater control of the world's largest copper mine, which is based in Mongolia. So its shares managed to do reasonably well. There were a few other strong performers today though. Brainchip was up 10% or so. Megaport was up about 4%. Casino operator The Star, which has not done well this year at all, up about 1.5% today. And Woodside managed to lift a good 2.5%. But look, this was following three very heavy declines for markets over the prior three sessions. Very choppy session for the banks as well. Busy week for many of the majors for two reasons, for dividends and also for AGMs or annual general meetings. Now, about $6 billion is going to be paid out to shareholders this week alone from three of the big banks, Macquarie, NAB and ANZ. Macquarie will kick things off tomorrow. It's paying out about $1.2 billion to shareholders and it was actually the best performer today in that space, up about 2%. Westpac, ANZ and NAB, on the other hand, are all meeting their investors at their annual meetings from Wednesday through to Friday. And also gold miner St Barbara entered a trading halt today. Now, this is on news that it's merging with fellow Aussie miner Genesis Minerals, which has a code of GMD. So this is a company that has some neighboring assets in the same neighborhood, I guess, in WA. Now, essentially, if this gets the go-ahead, it would be renamed Hoover House, this merged group. St Barbara expects synergies from the deal, which will include basically bringing down production cost. And once the merger is completed, St Barbara thinks it's going to get 4 of 7 board members as well. Elsewhere, there's really not a huge amount out tonight to really move the needle overseas, but we do get an update on economic growth in the United Kingdom, which will at least receive some attention. And we've got an official of the Bank of Canada delivering a speech a little later on tomorrow morning. The Aussie dollar, 67.7 US, and we'll wait and see what happens for the remainder of the week.